Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology, though she's coming to us today from the University of Notre Dame. Anne's preaching is entitled, The Mystery of the Resurrected Body.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool, what you sow is not brought to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel of wheat, perhaps, or of some other kind. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown corruptible, it is raised incorruptible. It is sown dishonorable, it is raised glorious. It is sown weak, it is raised powerful. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual one. A couple years ago, I came across a Radiolab podcast with the attractive title, Goo and You. Yes, I know, just the kind of thing a mature adult would be interested in. Much to my surprise, it was about the mystery of what happens when a larva turns into a chrysalis before it becomes a moth or butterfly. Now, I've colored lots of pictures of butterflies since I was about the age of 4. I love them. I thought I knew a lot about them. What I imagined was that when the butterfly goes into its cocoon, its little body stayed pretty much intact, but wings just emerged from its side. Turns out I was wrong. Turns out that after a day in the chrysalis, the larva turns into a liquid goo, a pale yellow soup. And to the naked eye, nothing of the larva remains. But in the days that follow, mysteriously, a new being constitutes itself from the soup and takes on a new form and emerges as a butterfly or moth. But here was the most fascinating part of the podcast. Without going into too much detail, scientists have done tests involving larvae in which they shock the little creatures after exposing it to a particular scent, and, drumroll, what they find is that when the butterfly or moth emerges on the other side of the chrysalis experience, they still show an unnatural aversion to this particular scent. Somehow, though they turn into goo, a thread of memory remains on the other side of the process. I thought of this podcast as I read today's first reading. Paul is trying to help the early Christian community of Corinth wrestle with the topic of the resurrected body. And apparently they had lots of questions on this topic, questions that lots of us are still asking today. What will we look like in our resurrected form? How old will we be? When I meet my loved ones in heaven, will I be able to recognize them if they're a different age? What properties will our resurrected bodies have? And Paul thinks the Corinthians, and probably us, might be asking the entirely wrong set of questions. The resurrected body is such a different creature than the earthly body that it's like comparing apples and oranges. No, wait, he says, back up there. It's like comparing a fruit to its seed. There's no way by looking at an apple seed that you can tell what it will look like when it's planted and has come to fruition on the tree. There's no way by looking at an orange seed to know what an orange will look like. A wheat seed looks nothing like a grown stalk of wheat. To the naked eye, these are completely different things. And yet, it is the same life energy that connects those two. There are threads of experience and memory that persist through the transformation. We will be radically different and at the same time still ourselves. In the coming month, my family will mark the first anniversary of my mother's death. And I realize that many of you have lost someone dear to you in the past year as well. As the natural world around us surrenders leaf and blade to the growing dark of the season, at least for those of us who live in the Northern Hemisphere, it seems fitting and just that the lectionary once again begins to give us readings like this one. Readings about harvest, about the end of things, about death itself. Acknowledging this central mystery we all face as humans. I have no idea what the resurrected body looks like. I have no idea what my mom's experience right now is like. I have no idea what life looks like unbounded by time. But by looking closely at the natural world, like Paul urges us to do, I can glimpse signs of how God works. And then that loss is infused with trust and hope. Thank you.